Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Wow, that's a beautiful song there by Phuthuma Tiso on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And she actually is Aubrey M featuring Phuthuma Tiso there. Bring us to exactly 11 after 6 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. A big thank you to Mpo Moko for that wonderful program. I was listening to her even before I got into the studio this evening. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mpo, for the awesome work that you're doing. And of course, you were sitting in for Yohane Elsa. I listened to her speaking Afrikaans, and I must say that Afrikaans is improving. What do you think? Her Afrikaans is much better than mine there. Mpo, thank you very much, and ref safe at your home, and of course greetings to your family. And of course, if you just tuned in, this is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and welcome to it. The program is simply called Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mwabi. And of course, today being Thursday, we get to talk about this, that, and the other, as long as I believe it's relevant to you and it's going to be impacting your life in a positive way. So that is what we are striving for. And we don't just talk and talk. You know what I'm saying? We try our best to make sure that your whatever we discuss here, whatever we talk here, it's something that can benefit you and your community at large. And of course, thank you for your prayers and looking at the way we are fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. We must give glory and honor to our Heavenly Father for keeping us safe, and of course for the awesome and overwhelming recoveries. There's the numbers of people who have recovered from COVID-19. We say glory and honor to him and him alone. And of course, for those who might have lost their loved ones, we have you in our prayers, so we haven't forgotten about you. We are praying for you as well. Perhaps you need counseling, you feel overwhelmed by this and many other challenges that life get to throw our way. You can call our counseling, not our counseling, but our the counseling partners, our counseling partners, and the number is 012-998-9083. 012-998-9083. WhatsApp number there is 076-135-7367. And you can be able to assist you with whatever that you might be encountering, the challenges of life as a whole. Yes, Nomaini, they'll be able to assist you there. On that note, we are now joined by Ntate Bishop Sillo Helepi, and he's with us on his way to Western area, from Pretoria to Western area. Wow. And that day, I can see you are dripping with the anointing from the capital city. This place is anointed. And I'm sure when you just enter the boundaries of Tshwane, you can sense the change in the atmosphere. It's like you're close to heaven, eh? I'm not exaggerating, but hey, here we are praying. Here the environment is full of prayer, saturated with prayer and blessings. Yeah, I'm not sure about the Western area, though.
Western area, Muruti, this is, you know, the hem of his garment, Western area.
It looks like everybody talks good about his place, you know, his hometown. But anyway, it's like a battle that no one can win.
It's so true.
So, you know, are you not going to allow me to win this one, Maruti? At least this one. This one only.
Maruti.
No, it's fine.
Maybe
I understand.
I understand,
Mfundisi. So many things have happened since we talked last week, Mfundisi, but part of the things we talked about was family gathering, and yet, yes, it happened, Mfundisi, unexpectedly so. Many were taken by surprise.
Maruti, good evening, and good evening to the Radio Pulpit listeners. Maruti, indeed, yes, you know, after we spoke last week, at the same time where we have looked at the numbers and looked at, you know, how we're performing on the COVID-19 new protocols. And yeah, surprisingly, we then were surprised to learn that the family meeting took place, and we can proudly say today that there's been a relaxation of restrictions, and the alert level has now gone back to alert level one. And what that means, it means, you know, gatherings have now allowed and increased the number of people that are able to gather for worship, you know, from 50 to 100. And outside, in terms of externally, that number has increased. But when you look at that, Muruti, you would realize, I think, as we had thought that this would take place in a couple of weeks, one of the statistics that we have looked at is the, you know, the vaccination, the vaccination rollout plan under the Sisonke protocol. And we all know that the Sisonke protocol is the vaccination of frontline health workers. Yeah, yesterday at 6:30, the department reported that 83,570 people have already been vaccinated from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And that is, you know, a huge performance in 2 weeks. This is, you know, this exceeded the target that government set itself, you know, to achieve this, you know, as the first target in that batch of 80,000. So that means that first batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, has been exhausted, has been used up, which is why the president announced that, you know, other batches of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be arriving. We see as well that the cumulative number of COVID cases are sitting at just over 1.5 million cases, at 1,516,000 cases, with new cases still hard to go below the 1,000 mark. Yesterday was 1,447. So as we see the number of vaccines being rolled out, you know, the challenge is to try and keep the numbers, you know, in this region or even below 1,000, so that when the winter season hits, at least half of the population would have received their vaccination, and yes, we can then avoid a possible third wave, because we would have achieved that which the president calls the community immunity as a nation. And the recovery rate, Maruti, remains, you know, it has increased. Last week it was at 94%. It has notched up by another 0.6%. It's at 94.6%, which in actual fact bodes well. And I think we need to commend those, you know, the prayer warriors, all those that continue to pray for the healing and pray for the recovery of those people that become infected. And if you look at 94.6, it means 1,434,000 people have recovered from COVID-19, which in actual fact is very, very good for us as a country.
What about the daily infections, Mruti? Have the numbers gone down?
In terms of the new cases or new infections, Maruti, the numbers are staying in the region of 900, 1,500. You know, in the they oscillate between, you know, I think the lowest that we have done was, you know, just above 700, and yesterday it was 1,400. And if it stays around this region, then it warrants staying on level one, and there is no cause for concern that you know, we may go out of level one into a higher alert at this rate, and at the rate at which the vaccine is being rolled out as well.
Mm. And many won't be surprised that all this can be attributed to alcohol. Now that the restrictions have been sort of loosened a bit, people tend to not adhere to COVID-19 regulations, more especially when they have taken one or two glasses of beer or whatever drinks that they are drinking, Fundisi. Yeah, am I right in thinking like that?
Maruti, you are so right. I think there are certain things that we need to talk about as a society. That in our society, South Africa is one of the countries that consumes a lot of alcohol. You know, for our economic performance and economic status, to consume this level of alcohol is a problem. So we South Africa does have a problem of alcohol. The sooner as a society we admit that and encourage people to seek help, the better. Mm. And the recklessness of the behavior is the one that is keeping the numbers going above 1,000, and especially targeting the young people. We've just gone through the first end of the month where people had the money, and with, I don't know whether it's disposable income, but basically what it does is that it really puts us in a very difficult situation and a difficult position. If I had a magic wand, Maruti, you know, I will close the alcohol taps all together and make sure that we become a country that is free of alcohol because of the devastation that it leaves in our families.
My concern, not just my concern, but I so wish that those who manufacture it and sell it would be at the forefront of fighting the pandemic, maybe with billboards notifying their consumers not to overindulge and to be to drink responsibly, and of course helping with some of the efforts that are being made by those at the forefront, the healthcare workers, just to show that they are very serious about fighting the pandemic and not just interested in money and revenues and all that.
Yeah, Maruti, you are so right. You know, this whole concept of profit concern. If you know, with some people, if the message will harm their profitability, people choose to be quiet on these messages. You know, instead, people will choose to say, drink responsibly. I still need to understand what does drink responsibly mean. Mm. Because once one takes one, and then one is followed by another one, then it's two, then it's three. When does it start to become responsible? Because, you know, people tend to become reckless as they imbibe.
Thank you, Maruti, for that one. Let's look at the GDP.
Maruti, I think here it's more about what we should be watching in the next week. The GDP numbers are coming out on Tuesday next week, and I will take a step in terms of where do I project the GDP numbers to be. And here we're talking about the fourth quarter GDP, which is your October to December 2020. I think we're going to see a marginal growth. We're not going to go into the negative growth. We remember that we went into, before COVID-19, we went into the longest recession that we've ever seen since the dawn of democracy. And while we had this, let's also remember that the first case of coronavirus was identified in South Africa exactly a year ago. So looking here at what we're expecting for 2020, we're going to see quarter four of 2020 reporting a much better GDP growth for the simple reason that we come from a lower base. Remember that quarter three was a bumper quarter because we are coming from a very, very deep base. But in quarter four, and if I have to give a number, I would say we could see a 2% GDP growth across the board in terms of our GDP. But the big number, in terms of the projection, is what is projected for 2021. 2021 is going to see a much higher GDP growth, around 4-5%, which is what we had last seen during the time of the time of Adgisa, accelerated share growth, of President Thabo Mbeki. That's when we reported a 4-5% GDP growth. So 2021, we will see about a 4-5%, and 2022, we are also looking at about a 6% GDP growth. So prospects of economic growth look very positive, look good for us, even though the job numbers still look relatively bad. But our chances going forward, as government rolls out and begins to implement the economic recovery plan, we will begin to see positive performance in terms of the economy. Because remember, as we have said last week, government has actually taken a different view to economic recovery, where, in actual fact, government is focusing on various sectors. It's actually sector-specific driven growth. And it is that sector-specific driven growth that is going to begin to see a lot of contribution to GDP growth. I think in terms of tourism is still going to be flat due to the pandemic, but the other sectors of the economy are projected that they will report positive growth.
And I won't be surprised if car manufacturing industry is part of those sectors that you are talking about. I know that Ford and VW is going to inject a lot of money in its production here in South Africa. I know that they will be making Amarok. So I believe that it could be part of the contributing sectors in the economy.
Yes, that is correct, Muruti, because remember, the barriers of entry are so low at the moment. When the economy is coming off from a low base, the barriers of entry are so low, and for any investments that are coming in at this sort of levels before the upswing, those investments like your Ford, Nissan, and the various others, as you say, that the motor manufacturing has brought in a lot of investment to the country, they will immediately benefit from the upswing of the next 2 years.
Obviously, that will put a dent on the unemployment problem, Fundisi, or it won't make any difference as far as reducing the unemployment statistics is concerned?
Maruti, the unemployment will continue to become a moving target, because remember, one of the things is that we're moving from high emission to low emission, and government has also announced the green economy initiatives, and I think we will see various streams that will begin to eat into the unemployment level. We will only be to see a big push into the unemployment numbers in the next 5-6 years, because as our industrialization begin to pick up and we begin to see various centers of industrialization, that's when we can begin to have the numbers of unemployment.
Mfundisi, thank you very much. Because of time, we're going to have to leave it right here. But maybe next week when you come back, we'll talk about the imminent petrol price hike. It could happen next week or a week after next. I'm not sure. And I'm not even sure where it will increase, like how much. I know that it's going to be, the amount is going to be big, Mfundisi. So we should brace ourselves for that. I don't know, Mfundisi, but maybe next week when you come back, you'll tell us more about that. Will it be next week or the week after next?
Maruti, I think we're looking at the next 2 weeks.
Oh, next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks. But I think your call is always on the spot. Like you called the family meeting last week.
I know that the strengthening of the rand against the dollar didn't help much with regards to bringing the petrol price down, because that's one of the things that keeps us going, Fundis. When you hear that the price of petrol is going to go down, eish! It's like a king, Christmas in the middle of the year, Mfundisi. Music to many people's ears, more especially the motorists, because it affects all of us, whether we've got cars or not. Public transport, the food price goes up and all that, Mfundisi. But thank you very much for informing us as always. How about more information? How can they get hold of you?
Maruti, they can get hold of me. I'm on Facebook. The name is Sello Helepi. Helepi is spelled H-E-L-E-P-I, and they can also get hold of me on my number. My number is 083-229-5807.
Okay, it's 083-229-5807.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. God bless.
That was Pastor Sello Helepi right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. In a nutshell, giving us, summing up the minutes of the family meeting. When was it held? It was last week, right? Over the weekend. So he just sums everything up for us to understand where we stand as far as fighting COVID-19 pandemic is concerned. And remember, it remains our responsibility, not just the government's responsibility, to fight COVID-19. And let's be responsible. And if you are drinking, drink responsibly. And let's make sure that we don't go back to level 3. It's like now we are a yo-yo now. So next thing, we're level 1. The next thing we are level 3. So let's make sure that we stay right here on level 3. And of course, that will make they will come back and maybe loosen up some restrictions, give us more permissions on level 4. So you and I can make it work. So let's fight this pandemic together by being responsible citizens of this beautiful country of ours. Up next, Elias Shamatla.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.